Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Will Marotti Show. This is your host, Will Marotti. Matt Sorice, our master of ceremonies, guiding the timing and tempo of the program, taking your calls at 860-522-9842. Got a great show for you today. No guests lined up. We had a lot yesterday, so today is all caller Friday. It's also going to be first time caller Friday. We haven't done this in a while. If you've thought about calling the show in the past, maybe you want to bring something or make a comment or just say hello, maybe feeling a little intimidated, we understand. This is your day. You call in, you let Matt know you're a first-time caller. Matt tells you how it's going to happen, and he puts it on my giant computer call screen that you're a first-time caller, and I, your host, give you concierge radio service. So first-time callers, all caller Friday. Everybody, no scheduled guests. So we want to hear from you. And we've got a lot to talk about. I've got so many things that I didn't cover during the week that I want to try to tackle today. But there's some new things, and I'm going to jump into them soon. I do want to say yesterday, Rudy brought a story that I hadn't heard of yet about Pfizer and one of their employees. This is a Project Veritas play. Nobody does it better. And my crack researcher, LJ, of course, brought that to us today. So that's good news. Good news for Donald Trump in some polls. We'll talk about that. Another large job cut in our schizophrenic border. And then more on problems with eggs and egg smuggling. We'll talk about that. And a number of other items, all cool, important things that you don't want to miss out on. So we're going to talk about that, but I really want to hear from you today. All caller Friday. We'd love to fill both hours with calls. I want to take as many calls as possible. 860-522-9842. I might even play, if we have time, I might even play some of this Project Veritas film. Now, the audio quality is not great. I'm not sure how it's going to come out. So we'll check and see. But it's telling, and you know, some of you will hear this story. Some of you will actually maybe listen to the recording, and you'll go, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. It's what we expected anyway, right? Hey, it's 9-11. Let's take a moment and gather our thoughts together, shall we? Our 911 call out to God for help. Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you for your glorious creation, another day to enjoy it. Thank you, God, for the fact that we woke up this morning. We have good health, most of us. We're able to think and decide and move about. And really, that it's that ability to make decisions and think about things that separates us from every other creation that you ever made. We're grateful for that. Grateful for the blessings that you pour out on us every day. Family, friends, jobs, the ability to earn income, take care of ourselves, those we love. We thank you that you're a healing God, and we pray for those that are ill. We pray for healing. I want to pray for my friend who just had heart surgery in Indianapolis, Mike. I pray for a strong, and thank you for bringing him through the surgery, number one. Praying now for strong recovery, good solid rehab. Help him today. Thank you for all the folks that you've brought healing to. Thank you for the folks that you comfort when they go through times of grieving. Comfort that is beyond human ability. We thank you for that. The peace, Scripture calls a peace that passes understanding. We're grateful for that, God. Thank you for all the folks that serve us every day. Every day. Police, fire, people that serve us in our towns, road work, and different things. Thank you. Protect them. Keep them safe today. Bless their families. Thank you for those that serve in the armed forces. Thank you for their willingness in a volunteer army to step up, volunteer military, step up and serve and protect our families as well. And all of our veterans, thank you for those who have served already. Help us today. Guide us through all the fog, all the misinformation, wrong information, lies, distortions. Help us to discover truth today, because we know your word says that the truth will set us free. Thank you for TIC. Thanks for being on today. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? You can submit your amens via social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, same handle, all four accounts. Thank you, Chief. Already fast to the draw. Chief's already saying that. Amen. You can submit same handle, all four accounts, at Will Marotti. You can also email me, Will Marotti, yahoo.com. Boy, the voice is good. I'm telling you, I'm hitting some good notes lately. Feeling good about that. All right, 860-522-9842, this day in history. I think so I don't forget it. I'm just going to do it right after the prayer. Today is January 27th, this day in history. Edison, in 1880, Thomas Edison patented the incandescent lamp, the light bulb. That's pretty amazing. In 1944, the siege of Leningrad ended. There was a long, long siege, and Soviets suffered more than 3.4 million casualties, but they finally pushed Germany out of Leningrad and regained control. In 1967, this was a tragedy, Apollo 1. Astronauts Gus Grissom, Edward White, Roger Chaffee were killed. They were in the Apollo command module, and there was a fire that was set off. There was pure oxygen in the inside of that capsule, and they weren't able to escape, and all three perished. 1967. 1973, the peace accords in Paris ended the Vietnam War. And in 1996, Germany finally, for the first time ever, had a Holocaust observance for the horrible, horrible evil they committed under Adolf Hitler in the Second World War. This day in history. All right, first call of the day brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust, and a first-time caller. Let's go to Brian in Manchester. Hey, Brian, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Will. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Excellent.
Well, I came across a story yesterday, and I noticed that the mainstream media is not covering it for nothing. It was about two men who adopted two kids, and they actually got charged with pedophilia, and they actually was pimping these two young boys out to a sex ring.
Gosh.
And it was surprising, and this was, I think, it was Alabama or Georgia, one of them. But what got me real angry was how the mainstream media doesn't cover it at all. But if it was, you know, a straight couple, you know, I'm sure we would have heard it all over the news. Even the adoption agency would have been called out. Like, they're not talking about it at all. I was just, you know, wanted to get your perspective on that.
Well, let me ask you, though, Brian, what's your thought? Why do you think the mainstream is not covering it?
Oh, because they're protecting that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know, and it's all the Democrats, you know, they're protecting everything, you know, and like I said, they want to push that agenda so much that anything that tarnishes it, you know, they stay away from it. But, you know, the kid was 11 and 9 years old. And if you read the article, Pastor Will, oh, my God, you would cry. You would cry. I mean, the horrible things they were doing to these poor boys. And I was looking to see if CNN or MSNBC covered it or a Washington Post. Nobody covered it. I actually heard it from a YouTuber, the twins, the Hodge twins. I actually heard it from them. And I me and my wife were just so angry, so angry.
You know, I mean, there is a movement afoot. I don't know how large, I don't know how many people are involved, but there is a movement afoot that's trying to normalize pedophilia, and so much so that they want to destigmatize it. And they don't want you calling people pedophilics anymore. They want you calling them minor attracted persons.
Yes.
And it's evil. There's no fix for it. I think it should be I think that kind of abuse should be capital punishment. I'm telling you, I think they should be. Oh. I think they've forfeited their right to be in the human community, and I think it should be a federal offense, capital punishment.
Yeah, they show a picture with the two men, with the two kids, and they all having the rainbow shirts on. And
of course they do. Of course they do. Counterfeit rainbow. God used the rainbow as a symbol. Yes. In Genesis, and then it goes and gets co-opted and counterfeited by this diabolical movement. Brian, thank you so much for calling today. Don't be first time. Become a second time caller, too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Bloomfield and Pat. Pat, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pastor. Well, good morning. Good morning. Amen. Amen to your prayer.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call about the whole babbling that our governor has been doing with the gun laws that he wants to enact, and it's just been bothering me so much because I don't have any other word but stupid for the thought process that goes into it because it solves nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just solves absolutely nothing to go after the law-abiding citizen. I don't care whether it's these, you know, your air quote high capacity magazines. I mean, because who are you to tell me how many rounds I can carry?
Arbitrary, exactly.
Right, and the biggest thing is that the people that are with him and that are for this. Some of which, you know, I hear calling and whatnot, and you could just tell when people are uneducated, and that's what it is that they're just simply uneducated and they have no idea what the reality behind these situations is, and it's sad because how do you change it? And
move
that's
out of
really
Connecticut.
The question. Well,
but. Let me ask you a question, Pat, because you raise an interesting point. You say these things would not solve any problems. These are specious attempts at fixing problems for, you know, whether it's mass killing or whether it's, you know, 600 murders a year in Chicago they don't talk about.
Sure.
If the things they're offering, Pat, don't make sense and aren't effective in solving the problems that they are stating they're intended to solve, why is that? What's the motivation? What's going on?
So my personal opinion is that the fact of the matter is that they don't know what to do. I think that it's 50-50. I think that some of them do know what to do, and they just don't want to because, you know, when you start going after the people that are actually in the wrong, and you start looking at the gangs and you start looking at the people that are actually committing these crimes and how are they getting these guns, it starts to get into all sorts of territory that politicians don't want to get into. Whether it be people, you know, the race card to it, which I don't care if you're white, black, purple, yellow, it doesn't matter.
No.
The fact of the matter is that we have to get the illegal guns and the guns that these people are, you know, trading, buying, selling on the street, off the street. That's the real problem.
And that's always going to be a problem because the black market is so successful. But I'll tell you, I think you're being far too generous because I think ultimately people like Lamont, people like Chris Murphy, people like Richard Blumenthal, their end game here is they want to eliminate totally private gun ownership.
You're right. And you know,
they hide behind these specious laws, knowing full well These laws would not stop any of the mass killings that take place, but they can't say it because there'd be too much outcry.
Yeah, well, and exactly, and you beat me to it because I mean that's really what I completely agree with you on as well. But I think that at the end of the day, you know, when you start to get these tasks, you look at what happened in, you know, in I think it was New York where they had the task force for getting the guns off the street, two of which it was working. Mm-hmm. You're never going to solve the problem, but at least you're eliminating some of the issue. And then they disassemble it because for what reason? And that's the thing.
Stop and frisk was a great policy to help clean up New York. But now it's, you know, now if you even say it, you know, you must be a racist. You know, that's the problem.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I gotta
take a break. Thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. Great points. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Ralph, Frank, we're taking a quick break for commercials, and then we'll come back for you guys. 860-522-9842. No guests today. All you guys, you're the special guests. All Caller Friday. First time Caller Friday. We'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
This is Local Radio, The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, what a great day today. Beautiful weather. You know, I was so happy that snow, at least for, you know, most of Connecticut, that snow did not materialize the other day like it could have. And it's gone. Everything's gone, right? So, I mean, listen, I'm happy. I don't like snow. It's an expense and it's an inconvenience. I like it on one day a year, Christmas Eve. That's it. And so I'm happy. I am happy that it's not snowing. All right, let's go to the calls, 860-522-9842. Let us go to, Woodbridge and Frank. Frank, welcome. Your ears must have been ringing the other day.
Yeah, you know, I want to let you know, you probably wonder why I don't talk to you every day. It's not because of you. Things have changed. I'm retired now. I don't go to bed at 10 o'clock and wake up at 4 in the morning. By the time I get up and get ready, your show is over. You know, they've got
that's
people.
That's the problem, but it works best for my schedule. We were talking a lot the other day about gold. I was surprised you didn't call in. Gold was like $14.90 Monday morning, I think it closed.
Right.
And we were just having a discussion. I was talking about wanting to go back on the gold standard. I was told it was impossible, couldn't be done.
No, I mean, when you go to bed at 10, wake up at 4.
Yeah.
Now I go to bed 12 or 1 and wake up at 9.
Yeah, I go to bed at 10, I wake up before. Sometimes.
See, this is what happens when you retire. But I wanted to talk about Pfizer because we talked about this.
Yeah.
When any company puts human life, when they put money, profit against over human life, that's organized crime. That's the mafia.
Evil. That's Fauci.
It's evil.
Yes.
And they're not the only ones that do it. What about all these companies in China? They know what's going on over there, the genocide against the Uyghurs. They don't care.
They
care about is profit.
See, this is why, Frank, people get mad at me when I say this. This is what the scripture teaches. But the scripture teaches that the human race is inherently wicked. We're born that way. We come out of the box. And we have the inclination to do wrong things. And first thing, I can prove it to you. First thing your kid does, right? What's your kid? Well, first words out of some kid's mouth mean mine, right? Or did you ever invest money in your kids and send them to lying school? But they learn how to lie, don't they, on their own? That's the inherent sin nature. You can't ignore it. You can't deny it. And when people don't push back on that sin nature and they let money be their God, you can have some really bad things happen.
Well, certainly. I mean, my family's made a lot of money, but never hurt one person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never. You can make but it's a lot easier to make money hurting people. And that's what this is. But what that guy said was mind-boggling on Tucker. Total disregard. They're fooling around with another virus that could be worse than this one.
I'm going to play some of that audio.
You got to play that. That was disgusting to watch.
I was listening to it last night, and I'm like, are you kidding? My first thing is, they must have got this wrong. This guy can't possibly work for Pfizer. Well, guess what? He does.
And he's a cash cow, we call it.
I have information about this guy. We know who he is. We know where he went to school. And we know who
he was laughing about it. He was laughing about the idea that
they think they're pulling off the big thing. Now, what's going to happen when he gets a virus that can't be fixed? What's going to happen?
Right, and not only that, he said the people that are watching the pharmaceutical companies end up working for him.
Well, you know, same thing in the military. It's a revolving door, and I'm telling you, they ought to have a law that you cannot You cannot leave a military, a government position. I don't know what you want to put 2-3 years
well, that's
on
what Fauci's
it. You cannot
do.
Go into pharmaceutical. You cannot go into military if you're leaving the government. It's wrong. It's as bad as paid lobbyists.
Well, there's an old Roman saying, who's watching the watchers? You know, the watchers are in bed with the people they're watching.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's a mess.
It's a corrupt system.
It's horrible, Frank. All right.
All right, well, thank you. It's good to hear. I'll try to get up earlier from now on.
All right. I'm going to work on three. Thank you. Hey, let's see. Laurie, Ralph, Tom, George, if you can hang on, I promise I'll come to you right after the news. Open phone lines today. It's all Caller Friday. It's also first-time Caller Friday right here on the Friday edition of the Will Marotti Show, WTIC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Talk 1080.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Watching the video of this Pfizer employee, Jordan Tristan Walker, who confirmed is a Pfizer employee. He graduated, went to Yale, graduated Yale 2013, went to University of Texas Medical School, and reports to Mikhail Dolsten, who reports ultimately to Albert Bourla, who is the CEO of Pfizer. I just can't even believe that this is – it's so – now, the guy is obviously a little inebriated, but he's so cavalier in how he talks about this. And he's, what he's cavalier with is people's lives, taxpayer dollars. If this even represents a part of Pfizer management, there ought to be a congressional investigation into everybody, because it's unbelievable. All right, let's go back to the calls. 860-522-9842. All Caller Friday, first-time caller Friday as well. We're looking for you first-time callers, people who listen a long time, never called. Be a long-time listener, first-time caller today. Let's go to Farmington and Tom.
Long-time listener, multi-time caller.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, long-time listener, multi-time caller. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I hope you're well. Hope your family's well.
Yes.
I have been hearing this and a lot, and I don't know whether you're hearing the same thing. I'm going to use Hartford Healthcare as an example with their Medicare Advantage program.
Yep.
That their doctors, their GPs are talking, or you can't say pressuring, are talking to their patients who are seniors and getting them to sign up for their Medicare Advantage program.
Yeah.
And in turn, they receive a kickback from Hartford Hospital. And what's happening now, these people now are signing up for the Medicare Advantage program, and they're finding out that the doctors that they say they can still see, they can see them, but most of them are out of network.
Mm.
And what's happening is now is that they're being – it's also happening with the Aetna plan, but what bothers me with the Hartford Hospital one is that these people are receiving money back, these GPs, for each person they sign up. And they can only
I'm sure that's why it spread, though, Tom. That's probably happening with every plan and every medical facility.
And what happens now, they may need to see a specialist.
Yep.
They can only see it two times, that specialist, during the course of the year, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
And seniors, you know, they're vulnerable because they may not know the ins and outs and read the whole plan, and they're depending on their doctors. And this is not the way to do business. And now we're having people now are finding out that they are learning the hard way that's a problem, and they can't change for a year because, you know, the open enrollment plan.
Yep.
And Hartford Hospital is the biggest healthcare right now in the state of Connecticut. And if they're doing this, I would think someone of our legislatures or even maybe Senator Blumenthal should be investigating this. I know Senator Blumenthal gets a big check every time he runs from Hartford Healthcare, but it's time that we've got to protect these people, the seniors.
Yeah.
Are you hearing the same thing that I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard it, but I'm not at all surprised because those kinds of things happen all the time, and if not with insurance, with pharmaceuticals, medications. I mean, the kickback system in the medical world is renowned, world renowned.
What's happening right now? These people are changing from a regular Medicare supplement G, which allows you to go everywhere, and you don't have to have a referral. You need a CAT scan, you get it done. Where to they're pressuring you to go into Hartford Healthcare is pressuring you to go into their Advantage program, and they're taking people who are getting good medical care and forcing them into this because they don't know what's going on. And that kind of bothers me, especially with seniors.
Well, I haven't heard of it before. I'm not at all surprised. It's frustrating to realize this is happening because it definitely is not helping the patients. It's helping the insurance companies.
It does. And what happens is you do get the best care from the best health centers in the country.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you do get the best results. And you need to be able to have that. And we're always saying people need medical service, medical health care, but we've got to have the right type of health care for people, and it's the best health care, and they shouldn't be doing.
That's also confusing to me, and I don't know how old you have to be before you're supposed to sign up for Medicare, Medicaid, whatever. When do you need to buy the supplemental? I don't understand any of that stuff. It seems very confusing.
Well, you're still too young.
I'm sorry.
You're still too young, and that's why you're too young, and that's why I always.
Yeah,
like
but I won't be young forever.
All right. Well, I want to have a nice weekend, and thank you for speaking with me.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much. Let's go to Lori in Glastonbury. Hello, Lori.
Good morning, Pastor Will. Thank you for taking my call. I hope all is well with you and your family.
Better than we deserve. Amen.
Amen. Same here. Wanted to ask and get your take on this whole situation in Memphis. I personally am thinking about just spending the day in prayer and fasting, but I'm just want to know what your take is.
Two things. If the report is true, if these five police officers literally beat this suspect to death. If it's true, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Don't know. Then all five of those police officers should get the most severe penalty available under the law.
And, agreed.
But I'll say something else. I don't think American people, just like top secret military things, we don't need to know everything that's going on. We just need to know that we're covered, okay? I think this is, to release this footage, the same way with the George Floyd thing, I think it's a mistake. I don't think it needs to be released. There's no law that says it has to be released. And I think people are probably better off not to. The people who need to know, the law enforcement people, the legal justice system people, they need to see it. They need to know it. And they need to prosecute. If it's true, they need to prosecute these cops to the absolute fullest penalty available under the law. But I don't think the general public needs to see it. I think it's going to do nothing but cause unrest. And I just don't agree with it.
I see your point. My other thought was this, and it's going to be very controversial, and I apologize in advance. But, I mean, it goes against the narrative that's been put out there. How is everyone going to deal with that?
Geraldo said that this morning. He said, here's the problem. The last two major shootings in California, both done by Asians. This beating that took place, all five of the cops are black. So, you know, it does go against an error, but that's not the issue. The issue is that these five police officers, for whatever reason, were so out of control that they apparently, allegedly, again, we don't know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but allegedly beat this suspect so badly the suspect died. The fact that they're white,
enough.
Black, it doesn't matter. Justice is colorblind. It needs to be colorblind. But the fact that you're going to take and release this video footage, it doesn't need to be released because the only people that need to see it are the people responsible for holding justice here. And this is going to inflame. This is going to draw people out that don't need to be drawn out. It's going to cause damage. It's going to cause potentially violence, just like the George Floyd situation. It doesn't need to be seen publicly. And just because you have it doesn't mean you need to show it.
Fair enough. Thank you so much. I appreciate your insight.
And I agree with the prayer and fasting. I think we all probably should do some prayer and fasting over this because nobody wants to see cities burning or people injured over this.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lori. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Charles, Ralph, George, 860-522-9842. So let's take a break. Come back. It's all Caller Friday. It's first time Caller Friday. We'd love to hear from you today on the Friday edition of the Will Marotti Show right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Five minutes here before the next break in news. I'm gonna give everybody about a minute here with these calls so I can get everybody in today. So let's go to Litchfield and Dave. Dave, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pastor Will.
Hey.
Hey, you asked what's behind all these gun control proposals.
Yeah.
I think maybe Biden is putting pressure on him. I don't know. But here's the thing, though. Starting in the mid-1960s with Lyndon Johnson's Great Society programs, the government started paying people to have illegitimate children, the welfare state. They destroyed the black family, and that was kind of the canary in the coal mine because the pathology spread to the white community. You know, we have people of all races and colors and socioeconomic levels behaving like lovesick teenagers and getting divorced. And drugs are a problem everywhere. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, Willimantic has a heroin problem. He goes, Litchfield has a heroin problem.
Litchfield?
Well, I mean,
really?
Yeah, you've got wow. You've got kids in the suburbs stealing their mommy's Oxycontin, oxycodone pills and getting high off of that. Mm-hmm. And then when they run out of those, they have the sleaziest member of their community go into a crime-ridden area where they sell a lot of drugs, they buy some of the drugs and bring it back to the burbs. I mean, I'm not saying it's like, you know, we have crime in Litchfield like we do in Hartford, but that's what's going on. The thing is that... Mm-hmm. You know, in the wealthier communities, the mommies and daddies could get these kids into rehab and pay for it. But what happened is you've got this, and this caused this problem here. And now I blame that Great Society for all that problem. You got five generations of people who have just been paid to do nothing. And I like this saying, an idle mind is a devil's playground.
Mm, indeed.
And that is certainly true with the welfare programs. So now you've got all these shootings going on. I don't think the political class, the Democrats, know what to do about it. They don't know
what
to do.
They don't. And the problem is, for instance, and I'm going to let you go because I've got a full board here. The problem is that they know there's problems with the families. Well, they try to institute laws, but you can't fix that. Only that's a spiritual problem. It can only be fixed by spiritual people, like the church, for instance. But they don't want to take that consideration. Dave, thank you for your call very much. Let's go to the Center of the Universe, Waterbury. Charles, go ahead.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sir.
Well, I do want to apologize. Last time we spoke, I said things I shouldn't have. But anyways, I was at a public forum, Waterbury, Naugatuck, two nights ago, and they had senators and state reps there. And I asked, somebody brought up about the horrible incident in Naugatuck with that little girl and her father and what he did to her and all that. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, how do you get out on a $300,000 bond? And they said, well, they put up 10%, $30,000. But what mm-hmm. they do with these unscrupulous bond people, they come up with $3,000 and the court accepts it.
Really?
You know, Pastor, I've been saying for a long time that, you know, people blame the judge. I said, it's not the judge, it's Hartford, it's the legislature. Mm. Now, this senator, I think it was Labriola, he said, well, we can talk about it. I said, talk about it. I said, if you knew all this time, because we keep talking about repeat offenders, why are they out of jail? Why this? Well, they got to do something about these bondsmen.
Yeah.
These bondsmen shouldn't be allowed to do that. I can't. And they didn't have it.
Who's saying yes, though? Somebody's. If I'm a bondsman and the bond's 30 and I bring 3 in, somebody's telling me yes. Who does that? Who's telling me yes?
It's supposed to be $30,000.
They should say no. Say it's 30. 3 is 27,000 short of it. No.
Well, this is what I was for the past 3 days. I mean, just so upset about this because that poor little girl could have been saved. I mean, many other situations.
Oh, Charles, it's wicked. It's wicked. It's absolutely wicked, and it infuriates me. But let me just say this,
Charles. Legislature, if you want, try and get Labriola on. He was the one that was saying, well, we're looking into it. Looking into it. You should have been done long before this.
You shouldn't be looking into it. Just keep what you said. If it's 30, keep it 30. Charles, love you. Thanks for the
call. I love you, too.
Appreciate
Thank you,
it, brother.
Sir.
Thank you. All right, let's go to George in St. Louis. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Pastor Will.
Hey, George.
I'd like to talk about the debt problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for one thing, ever since we've listened to the climate change activists, our economy has gone into the sewer.
Yeah.
As a result, we've been disallowed from using our natural resources mm-hmm. that really are means to get us out of the $31 trillion debt. We have $100 trillion in natural resources that we could export. Jamie Dimon is right. Unless you go back to coal and gas where we're using our natural resources, mm-hmm. we are done as an economy. It is there is no way we're going to be able to pay off that $31 trillion deficit exporting our own natural resources.
I don't know that we want to pay it off, George. I think they talk out of both sides of their mouths. They complain about it, and yet they keep adding to it. And let's increase the debt ceiling so we can make it higher. I don't think they want to get rid of it. The only way
you're going to help ourselves is to reduce the size of government and regulation.
Yeah,
and we're going to have to lower the cost of production, capital, labor, and energy, and we have to recognize taxes destroy an economy.
No, they certainly destroy business and innovation. George, I got to let you go for a break, but thank you so much. All right, Tom and Ralph, I'm sorry. If you want to hang on, I promise you'll be up next after the news. 860-522-9842. All Caller Friday today. First time Caller Friday today. Love to hear from you. If you've never called the show before, this is your day. This is the day for you to do it. We want you to call in. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.